through the book of Joshua, chapter 23. Book of Joshua, chapter 23. I'd like to read the first two verses. It came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, for all and for their elders, for their heads and for their judges, for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. By the time that we get to this portion of Scripture, Joshua has lived through slavery in Egypt. He has experienced the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. He has, for 25 plus years, been leading Israel in both times of war and in times of peace. He led them in crossing the Jordan River. He led them in facing the enemy at Jericho. He led them encountering the unknown on every hand. And now we read twice, once in verse 1 and once in verse 2, that Joshua is old. He's not only old, but he's also infirm, because it says that he was stricken in age. So we have an aged and somewhat infirm Joshua speaking to Israel at this time. Now, Israel, they had acquired the land that God had promised them. They were now enjoying prosperity. They were enjoying a time of plenty. Joshua, however, knows that the old guard, that is, those who knew Moses and Joshua, they were swiftly dying off. And a new generation was coming along that had not seen, had not experienced many of the miracles that God had done in their midst. And now an old and infirm Joshua is preparing to die. But before he leaves, he has some things to tell the nation, some things to tell them about serving the Lord. And he calls for two meetings. One is recorded here in Joshua chapter 23. The other is recorded in Joshua chapter 24. Joshua gathered the people together. He gathered them together to remind them what God had done for them, to remind them of the glory of God, to encourage them to stay the course. As you read chapter 23, he calls upon them to be firm and to be strong. He says in verse 6, be therefore very courageous. That is, be firm. Be strong. He calls upon them to be obedient and steadfast. Verse 6 also, to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. He reminds them, encourages them to remain separate. In verse 7, that ye come not among these nations that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. He then encourages them in verse 8 to cling to the Lord. He encourages them in verse 11 to be diligent. He says, take good heed unto yourselves. In other words, be diligent. He encourages them in verse 11 also to love the Lord. So here's an aged and infirm man speaking to the nation, speaking to them concerning some of his concerns, speaking to them about serving the Lord. Overall, he is telling them to be bold. He is telling them to be courageous. He is telling them to be resolved, to be steadfast, to persevere, to be surrendered to the Lord, to obey the Lord, to be committed, to be dedicated to the Lord, to show an allegiance to God, and to stay the course. This is what Joshua is telling the people. Now, to encourage them in these things, Joshua had spent his many years walking by faith, had spent his years trusting God, has spent his years leaning upon God. And when it comes time to speak to the people, he does not call their attention to himself. He does not call their attention to his position. He does not call their attention to his abilities, which were many. He does not call their attention to his achievements, which were many. Nor does he appeal to their own abilities. But throughout chapter 23, he repeatedly makes reference to the Lord your God. 13 times in Joshua chapter 23, we read that phrase, the Lord your God. Twice in verse 3, we see it twice in verse 5. We see it again in verse 8, again in verse 10, again in verse 11. We see it in verse 13, twice in verse 13. We see it in verse 14, twice in verse 15, and once in verse 16. 13 times, Joshua, a man who has lived his life depending upon God, a man who has lived his life looking to the Lord, makes reference to the Lord your God. He calls their attention to the one that he knew that they would need. He says, the Lord, all capital letters, that is Jehovah, the self-existent, eternal, all-sufficient one. He goes, I'm calling your attention to Jehovah. To Jehovah, which speaks of the absoluteness of his being. He directs their attention to the Lord, Jehovah, God, Elohim, the strong and faithful one, the sturdy one. Joshua, continually drawing their attention to the Lord your God. There's a great lesson there. There is a lesson there for all of us. One of the great problems of our day is that God's people have their attention upon too many other things rather than the Lord our God. And the truth is, we are depending on too many other things rather than the Lord our God. The result is widespread irreverence, rampant disobedience, a defiant spirit, a spirit of apathy concerning God and concerning the things of God. But Joshua here is calling upon the people. What he is saying is, be focused. Be focused upon the Lord. And it is our failure to focus on God that causes many to be disappointed. So many of God's people living lives of disappointment. How can a child of God, with their eyes upon God, be disappointed? It's because of our failure to focus on God that has resulted in widespread discouragement and even despair. And if you walk in most Baptist churches today, there is a spirit of gloom because there is a failure to focus upon the Lord your God. There is a spirit of defeat amongst God's people. And this failure to focus upon God has caused many of God's people really to be demoralized. Many of God's people are demoralized. They are cast down. They are intimidated by every little trial that comes their way because they do not have their eyes upon God. Joshua knew that if this people was going to survive, if this people was going to serve God, they must focus upon the Lord our God. But it's this failure to focus that has stripped many of their joy. It has stripped them of their passion. It has stripped them of their zeal. But the lesson of our text is that no matter what is going on in your life, remember the Lord your God. Believe Him. Trust Him. Lean upon Him. Depend upon Him. Follow Him. Draw from Him. Be focused upon the Lord your God. So that is the subject of the message this morning. The Lord your God. And we want to focus upon the Lord our God. In this day, we are surrounded. I mean, everywhere we go, there's filth. Everywhere we go, we are faced with vileness and wickedness and ungodliness. Abomination is everywhere. Blasphemy is everywhere. It's even in our churches, abomination and blasphemy. Heresy is on every hand. That which is offensive and repulsive to God, we see it everywhere we turn. Everywhere we turn. Adultery, fornication, immorality, uncleanness, idolatry. These things are commonplace. These are not things that are rarely seen. We see these things and we're faced with these things every day. There's strife. There's lying, there's cheating, there's stealing. We live in a day when most of God's people are very cold. And they are careless and they are lax and they're indifferent concerning their spiritual condition and concerning service to God. But Joshua, the message of Joshua is still for us today. Get focused on the Lord your God. Because we live in a difficult time. We live in a hostile time. We live in a time when the winds of change are blowing, and they're blowing in the wrong direction. And we need to get focused. We need to be focused. We don't need to be focused on the winds of change that are blowing. We need to be focused on the one who controls the wind, the Lord our God. We that are saved are called upon to be courageous. We're called upon to be resolved, to be steadfast, to be surrendered, to be committed, to be dedicated, and to stay the course of the Lord's service.
And while we are called to do that, there will be difficulties. There will be temptations. There will be calamities. There will be troubles. There will be some adversities. There will be some sorrows along the way. There will be some heartaches along the way. There will be some steep hills that you and I must climb. There will be some valleys that you and I must pass through. There will be some dungeons that we have to go through. There will be some rocky roads to walk. There will be some time in the wilderness. There will be some time in the desert. And there will be many obstacles that you and I must overcome. There will be many storms that you and I must go through. And there will be some giants that you and I must encounter. And there will be some fiery furnaces that we might be cast into. There will be some droughts. There will be some attacks from the enemy. But what we need is the same thing that Israel needed in Joshua's day. The Lord your God. We need, if we're going to be dedicated, if we're going to be committed, if we're going to be what we ought to be, we have to be focused on the Lord our God. Because that's where our courage comes from. Joshua knew that. Joshua knew many times in his long life that he looked to God, and when he looked to God, he found courage. So he directs their attention to the Lord your God. That's where you'll find courage. That's where you'll find resolve. That's where you'll find steadfastness. When you need encouragement, there's no better place to find encouragement than the Lord your God. The problem today is that many of God's people are discouraged and they go out to the world to find encouragement. And they get more discouraged. The Lord your God. 13 times Joshua makes reference to the Lord your God. That's where we find sturdiness. And if there was ever a time when we needed to be a people of sturdiness, it is today. And you get that from getting your eyes and remaining focused upon the Lord our God. So if we're going to stay the course, if we're going to walk in the narrow way, we have to be focused upon the Lord our God. So we want to consider those words today. The Lord your God. Think about that. The Lord your God. It doesn't, whoever is president of the United States, whoever's in the Senate, whoever's in the Congress, does not change the Lord your God. He's still the Lord your God. And the Lord your God is great. Jesus said in John chapter 20 and verse 29, "My Father is greater than all." Now I don't know your heart, and I don't know what any of us may have to go through in this life. But I would remind you that the Lord your God is greater, is larger, is bigger than anything you're going through right now, and He is larger and bigger and greater than anything you'll ever have to go through. So get focused on the Lord your God. Don't focus on the problem. Don't focus on the need. Don't focus on the burden. Focus on the answer. And the answer is the Lord your God. That's the answer. So no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the magnitude of your problems, no matter the magnitude of your trials or your difficulties, or your so-called impossibilities, no matter the magnitude of your needs or your burdens, or your infirmities, and no matter how big the giants you might have to encounter, the Lord your God excels all. Focus upon the Lord your God. The Lord your God is eternal. He is immutable. His existence is from everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. He is. Whatever you are going through right now, whatever your emotional condition is right now, God is. And God is everything that He's ever been. And He will always be what He was and what He is. He's eternal. He's the answer. Focus on the Lord your God. How many today have their eyes upon the Lord your God? How many times a spirit of gloom overtakes the children of God because they're looking at everything but the Lord your God? The Lord your God is almighty. Don't ever forget that. Be focused upon the fact that the Lord your God has all power. He has all might. And His power reaches to all things. The God who created everything. The God who placed the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the planets, and the sky. By merely speaking, is an able God. And your problems and your needs are not too great for God. How many times we say, I know God can, but what you're saying is, I know God can, but I don't believe He will. And discouragement sets in. God is able. The God who created the oceans, the God who created the seas, the God who created the rivers and the lakes and the streams, by merely speaking, He is able. He is able. No, it doesn't matter what my situation is. It doesn't matter what my circumstances are. God is able. We must always remember that. Keep our eyes focused. Keep our minds focused upon the ability of God. We need to quit telling God what we can't do. I imagine God gets tired of hearing His people say, I can't. You can do all things through Christ. All things. If God has called you to do something, you can do it. He has already given you the ability to do it. You just need to trust Him. You need to depend upon Him. You need to lean upon Him. You need to draw from Him. There's the answer. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things. So there's no need to be discouraged. There's no battle too big for Him. There's no battle that He cannot win. There's no need that He cannot supply. There is no obstacle that He cannot overcome. Our God is able. And there is no burden that He cannot carry. Depend upon Him. Lean upon Him. Quit focusing on yourself. Quit focusing on your problems. And listen to Joshua, the Lord your God. He's the answer. He's the answer. The Lord your God is a faithful. He's a faithful God. We read in Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God. the faithful God. He never forgets. You may come to a time in your life where you feel that God has forgotten you. Get your eyes off yourself. Quit having a pity party. Get your eyes focused upon the Lord your God. Get your eyes focused upon the faithfulness of God. God has not forgotten. God does not forget. He never fails. He never falters. And no matter what you do, no matter what I do, does not affect the faithfulness of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. Whether you're faithful or not, God's faithful. Whether you believe or not, God is faithful. No matter what you do, no matter what anybody else does, God is faithful. And because God is faithful, I can say with Paul, I know whom I believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. He's faithful. Trust him. Trust him. Confide in him. Lean upon him. Be steadfast. He's faithful. The Lord your God is all-knowing. Whatever your needs, whatever your condition, whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, whatever you're going through, the Lord your God knows. And he's able. He's able. You know, a phrase that we hear all the time, God's people saying, but I don't think they really believe it many times when they say it. Lord knows all about it. Yeah, he does. But next time you say that, stop and really think about it. Stop and really think about it. Isn't it amazing how many people, when others are going through trial, they can say, God knows all about it. But suddenly when it comes to their trial, God's become ignorant. He doesn't know anymore. He doesn't care anymore. God is faithful. And God knows. And God knows and God is able. So whatever your trials, whatever your difficulties, whatever your afflictions, whatever your feelings, and your feelings many times can be your worst enemy. Whatever your feelings, whatever your doings, the Lord your God knows. And he is able. There is no problem. There is no problem with God. There is no problem that he does not have the answer for. So trust him. Believe him. Follow him. Obey him. Pray to him. Seek him. He knows. He has the answer. You don't have to take a survey. You don't have to get on the phone and call everybody you know. God knows. Talk to him. Go to him for advice. The Lord your God is present. He's near. As we've said many times before, no matter where I go, no matter what my situation, God is above me. The same time he is above me, he is to my right, he is to my left. He is above me, he is to my right, he is to my left. He is in front of me, he is behind me, he is beneath me, he is all around me. I may be surrounded by problems. I may be surrounded by trials. But none of those things are more present than God. God is more present than any trial you have. He's more present than any problem you have. He's more present than any difficulty you have. You see, our need today is that we need to focus on the Lord your God. Focus on that. Lastly, the Lord our God, he reigns. He reigns. Psalm 93, verse 1. If
we turn there, Psalm 93, verse 1. It says, the Lord, that is Jehovah, reigneth. Psalm 97 and verse 1 says, the Lord reigneth. Psalm 99 verse 1 says, the Lord reigneth. So it is said in Psalm 93:1, Psalm 97:1, Psalm 99:1, the Lord reigneth. Look at all your problems in that light. The Lord reigneth. Every day I get up, I can read Psalm 93 verse 1, Psalm 97 verse 1, Psalm 99 verse 1, and it's going to say the same thing every single day. The Lord reigneth. Yes, today is not like yesterday. Tomorrow will not be like today. We have no idea what we might go through, but no matter what it is, the Lord reigneth. We need to get our eyes. We need to get our heart focused upon that. No matter what is going on, the Lord your God reigneth. What that means is that He is supreme. What that means is that He is King. That He is Almighty. That He is the possessor of all power in heaven and in earth, so that none can defeat, none can thwart His purposes. The Lord reigneth. We ought to take great delight in the sovereignty of God. We do not understand everything there is to understand about the sovereignty of God, but I believe it with all of my heart. God reigns. God is sovereign. God is in control. We must be focused. We must be focused upon that. We read in Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens. No matter what happens, His throne is established. He's established it. His throne is fixed. He's fixed it. And all the strugglings of men and all the strugglings of the demons of hell cannot overthrow His throne. Cannot even shake it. And our little petty problems do not shake the throne of God. The Lord reigns. And He reigns over everything in our life. And it is true. As you look around the world today, and as you watch and listen to the news, and you listen to the so-called experts today, we come to the conclusion that the world is in a state of confusion. The world is in a state of chaos. They are trying to come up with solutions and they don't even know what the problem is. But you can be assured of this. There is no confusion with God. There is no chaos with the Lord your God. And though everything in the world seems to be in a state of emergency, God is not in a state of emergency. He never has been, He never will be. Because He's in control. You and I may be in a state of emergency, but God is not in a state of emergency. So get your eyes upon Him. Get focused upon Him. You and I may sit down here wringing our hands, wondering what are we going to do, what's going to happen next, but I assure you, God is not sitting in heaven wringing His hands, hoping that everything turns out the way He planned it. He's in control. He is sovereign. And all through the Word of God, we are taught this great truth. God, He's not in a quandary. He's not some distant, helpless spectator. He's God. And He's the Lord your God. And we need to be focused upon the Lord your God. The Lord your God, the one who loves us, our provider, our healer, our shepherd, our keeper, our friend. He reigns. He reigns. Your best friend on earth may die today. But your best friend on earth in truth is God. And He ever lives. And He reigns. An aged and infirm Joshua. And when you see an individual who is very aged, perhaps infirm, and they have spent their entire life serving God. They have spent their entire life dedicated, committed to God, walking by faith, leaning upon God, depending upon God. They've gone through the battles, and through it all, they've leaned upon God. That's Joshua. And when you see an individual like that, you thank God. You thank God that there are such individuals. But I'll tell you something else. When they talk, you need to listen. And Joshua speaks. And the theme of his message is what? The Lord your God. The Lord your God. He is saying, get focused. Get focused on the Lord your God. Because Joshua knew by personal experience, that's where the people would find courage. That's where they would find strength. That's where they would find comfort. And that's where they would find gladness. John chapter 20 and verse 20, we see when Jesus appeared to the apostles, we read they saw Him and were glad. That's where you'll find gladness today. Is seeing Him. Is seeing God. It'll give you to see the Lord, to be focused on the Lord your God. That'll give you reason to stay the course. That'll serve as an immovable anchor. That'll serve as a sure foundation upon which to build. So in this day of change, no, we do not like the change that has taken place in our nation over the last 50 years. Don't like it at all. But the Lord your God, that's where our eyes need to be. In the midst of all the upheaval, in the midst of all the instability, the uncertainty, and it grieves my heart that young people will never, ever, ever know the United States of America that I knew, that the United States of America that my parents knew or my grandparents, they'll never know that. Never. And that grieves my heart. But you know what we can call their attention to? Is the Lord your God. That doesn't change. And what thrills me is to know that though they may never know, they'll never know the America, and people get upset when I say this, and say, oh, you never know, there's hope. No, there isn't. But that's another message. But it thrills my heart to know that they can know the Lord. And we must do everything in our power to tell them about the Lord our God. Tell them about the greatness of our God. Encourage them to be focused upon God. We need to get focused upon the Lord. So we need to take to heart Joshua's message to the children of Israel. And the simple theme is the Lord your God. Go from here today knowing that the Lord your God reigneth, that the Lord your God is in control. If you're here today and lost, He's the only one He's the only one who can save your soul. He's the only one that has what you need. He's the solution. He's the solution to your life. He can put your life back together. But you've got to trust Him. Trust Him today. Brother Larry, you come and